My mama used to say not to worry, 'cause it's just like a rocking chair. It gives you something to do, but to tell you the truth.
Hey mamas, you're listening to the Whole Mama Podcast with Jenna Gibbons. We'll talk all things motherhood and how to build a solid foundation for our children. Our goal is to empower and educate and provide the tools to embrace motherhood and raise compassionate and confident lifelong learners. We believe that as mamas, we need to give ourselves some grace, and our children deserve the best education. I'm your host, Jenna Gibbons, recording right from my barn outside of Nashville, Tennessee. So throw something comfy on and grab a mug of your favorite drink, and let's get started. We have so much to talk about. Thanks for joining me today. Hey there, welcome to The Whole Mama. It is Teaching Tuesday. Thank you for joining me on this wonderful Tuesday evening. I hope you are doing well and having a great week. Today we're talking all things children's books, which I think is so important as we are celebrating Reading Awareness Month. So very excited to talk about three ways to look at a children's book and pick the right one for your children. So let's talk about that for a minute. Where do we begin when we look for children's books? There are so many out there, and it's so overwhelming with so many different topics. And, you know, I think, first of all, we just have to understand that, building your children's library is a process. You're not going to get all the books in one day. You know, and certain books, I think, appeal to us at certain seasons in our lives. And I think that when we go to a bookstore, we're looking on Amazon, or we, you know, or even at the library and looking at books to pick for our children to read, I think we go with our gut, and I think we, just simplify it and kind of see what it's appealing to them and to you. So we're going to dive into that in this quick little episode today. But first, I want to let you know what I'm drinking, because you know that's always important. And I'm actually making some of my evening tea. It's funny how we go back to our roots. I still drink a Red Rose decaffeinated tea. I'm not sure if you know that brand, but it's very comforting to me. My grandma, she was from Poland, and we always had afternoon or evening tea before bed, and it just is comforting, and my mother and I still have it very often. So that's what I'm having this evening. I hope you have something tasty as well. And so this is just a quick and easy guide to finding, you know, those perfect books for your children. And sometimes, you know, you find one and you end up reading it and you're like, meh, that was okay. But then there are other ones that, you know, we continue to go back to and our children love, and, you know, you have for many years. So I thought these three quick tips would be great to share during Reading Awareness Month and as we're just promoting and advocating for literacy in the home. So let's get right to it. Number one is finding, you know, the right fit. So when you're looking at a children's book, whether it's, you know, for your youngest, or if you're looking at chapter books, it's what is right for your family and for your child. Does it interest them? That's important that they're interested in the topic. And for me, it's one of those things too, where, you know, you think about, does it stretch your child to think and grow, to continue to, become that whole person, you know, to grow into you know, a person that is kind and has imagination and you know, all those great qualities. So does it, you know, maybe it offers a lesson throughout it, or maybe it teaches something that you really want them to understand, especially if you're going through something like right now in our house. There's lots of feelings happening and we're learning to keep our hands to ourselves. So, you know, there's lots of great books out there that can embed all of that through a great story. So, you know, and you can always look, you know, look those up online and find what your, whatever topic you're maybe struggling with right now. I guarantee you there's probably a children's book out there that teaches that lesson through a great story. And also does encourage your child to ask questions or to expand their imagination and want to pretend more. You know, does it lead to further discussions? And, you know, I think, does it fall in line with what your family values and just pushes you all to be better and to grow? And so I think that's the very first thing, is you have to make sure that it's a right fit. And number two for me is, does it have captivating illustrations? For me, the illustrations draw me into the story. And this is more talking about picture books, but even the cover of a chapter book, you know, is it easy on the eyes? Are the illustrations colorful and clear to see? You know, do you want to just keep looking at them and feel like you're almost right there in that story? So does it take you to that story? And, you know, do they help tell that story in addition to the language that's being used? So I think illustrations are powerful and add to the whole experience of reading that text. And lastly is, does it have engaging language? So does it offer, you know, new yet age-appropriate, yet still somewhat challenging as well, of course, vocabulary and new words for your child that you can kind of, you know, tap into as you're reading? Oh, this word means this. So that it's a very casual, yet, you know, you are intentionally teaching some new words to them and they don't even know it. You know, is the rhythm of the text pleasing to hear, right? So for example, you know, books that rhyme are very popular and are a perfect way to teach how language works. You know, involving the children in the reading with, you know, our children, you know, my son, he understands, you know, with rhyming that what's going to be probably coming, he can predict and he can read along, you know, finish the sentence with me, which is a great way to include them in your reading. And, you know, language that has great rhythm and rhyming can actively develop listening skills and set that foundation for phonemic awareness and those early phonics skills. So engaging language is really important. But sometimes I think also, you know, there are some children's books that have minimal language, but they're very creative. You know, they're very engaging there, you know, so I think that there's just, it depends on the story, but the way that language is played with, I think is a really neat thing to introduce your children to. And I think, you know, lastly, like I said, this is a quick one today, you know, adding pieces of literature, whether that's fiction or nonfiction, to your children's library. And let me stop there by saying, you know, I think that both fiction and nonfiction have their place. You know, I know that there's a huge push right now for nonfiction, and I totally understand. I totally get why that is. But I think that, as you've heard in my other episodes, that balance is really important. And I think that balancing both fiction and nonfiction are important for our children. They do need those texts that they're learning about, learning and answering questions and diving into a text. You know, but also I feel that, you know, fiction is a very, very important in terms of developing character and understanding how a story flows and just having imagination. So I feel that both of those are important to have in your library, whether your children are younger, you know, or they're getting into more challenging texts. So, you know, either way, those books are a perfect investment into your children's future. And, you know, you're opening the door to new adventures and characters and places and maybe diving back into history and so much more. So I hope that you can enjoy finding books that will serve your family best in many different ways, and that these three tips are just something that you can kind of consider when you're looking at them. So thank you for joining me for this quick little session. I hope you have a great rest of the week. Don't forget to join me this Thursday with an amazing woman, Whitney R. Simpson, who's going to be talking about finding peace for our Mama's Minute session. I'm so excited for, and I hope that you continue to read together with your family this month during Reading Awareness, and I'll be continuing to share some resources and just encouragement to get your children and yourselves reading daily. So I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful evening, and I will talk to you all soon. Happy reading. Hey, Mama. Thank you for joining me at the barn today for the Whole Mama podcast. I hope you've laughed, reflected, and learned something valuable to take home to your family. I'll meet you right back here next week. And in the meantime, focus on these important things. Take care of yourself. Read daily with your children. And find times throughout the day to truly be present with your family. This time is precious, so we must embrace those moments and be intentional about it. Lastly, remember to find those things that bring you joy daily. That cup of coffee, those comfy leggings, that song or that scripture, or even that glass of wine. Whatever it is, make sure you find that daily joy for yourself. You deserve it, Mama. If you enjoyed this show, please consider supporting it and click the Buy Me a Coffee link in the show notes. For more content, community, and connection, please subscribe to receive a monthly Whole Mama newsletter at my blog at iamthewholemama.com and follow me on social media. Thank you again for joining me today, and I'll meet you right back here for our next episode at The Whole Mama.